This week, NPR revealed that 60,000 World War II veterans were exposed to mustard gas while training in the United States. The NPR investigation found that the Department of Veterans Affairs failed to keep its promise to help any of the mustard gas veterans who had permanent injuries. After the NPR stories, the VA is again promising to reach out to the identified veterans to ensure they're getting the benefits they've earned. One World War II veteran denied compensation tells his story for this week's Off the Base. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports.
Bay Area John Tedesco says he was part of the Navy's mustard gas experiments conducted at Great Lakes Naval Training Station in early 1944. He was 17 years old.
Really didn't know what was going on. We were young, and then later on, tested us, they give us cholera shots. You know, we got all kind of shots in it. But I figured it was just normal, you know, routine.
The 88-year-old Tedesco doesn't remember the specifics of the mustard gas test, but some of his buddies from Company 92 did. They gave detailed accounts in a 1991 Erie, Pennsylvania newspaper article published shortly after the Department of Defense declassified the mustard gas experiments.
Well, in 1991, when I was back in Erie, and I met some of the fellows, they said they were going to go put a claim in because they were all kind of sick, too.
He says his claim was denied. Tedesco says he developed breathing problems after joining the Navy. He got out in May 1946, but didn't go to the VA about his health issues until more than four decades later.
Well, I was a carpenter. I was a builder, a small builder. I did that up until I quit. You know, I couldn't stand the, like if they'd be bulldozing on a job and making dust, I'd have to go home because I'd get sick. If they paint, I'd have to go home. Smells and that, they bother. My wife don't wear perfume or anything because it bothers me.
His wife, Joan, recalls when they lived in California in the 1960s.
I used to rush him to the hospital all the time. He couldn't breathe. Here, where they found out he was allergic to the redwood, and we just loved it out there. But there was no way we could stay, so we ended up going back to Erie.
I remember when we lived in California, my father was in construction. They said he was having allergy problems, but what it was asthma.
The veteran's namesake and son, Dr. John Tedesco, is a family physician practicing in Wesley Chapel.
His breathing was absolutely horrible. One time they had to call paramedics to come to the house because he couldn't breathe. I remember them doing an intracardiac epinephrine shot. As a little kid, watching somebody stick a big needle into your father's chest while he's laying on the ground because he can't breathe, I'll never forget that.
Dr. Tedesco believes his father's asthma is related to the mustard gas and not allergies.
And that gave him the reactive airway disease, the asthma problem, that it didn't take much to set it off.
Dr. Tedesco even wrote a letter to the VA to help his father file another mustard gas claim. That, too, was rejected. After a while, the World War II veteran who spent 21 months in the Solomon Islands and New Guinea just gave up.
You know, I feel they should have done something. They didn't do it. We tried. They turned me down so many times, I figure, just let it go.
But Tedesco's member of Congress, Representative Gus Bilirakis, hopes he'll try one more time.
We're going to reach out to him, and if he gives me the permission to advocate on his behalf, I certainly will.
Bilirakis, the vice chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, told NPR he's working on bringing in VA officials to testify and has already requested a hearing. Knowing what he knows now, Tedesco says he'd volunteer to serve today if asked.
It's a good country. Yes, I would.
Despite all of the...
Yeah, it's the best country in the world.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.